You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
When he arrived at home, and unfortunately ran into a very unfortunate thing. So now, designated place that he has in mind, he belongs to a gentleman, very sneaky. His name is Ephron. So we see there are many Pesukim is brought that have Rambam of Shalom deals with these people. So now after all the flattering and tarof, so we see in the end, he says, give me the 400. So he says, Vayishma Abraham. He says, now I understand. So you want money? Bahavot. He gives him money. So now here we see Tazam Shah informs us that this gentleman, his name was misspelled. There is a Vav missing. So the Vav is not his name. So now first of all, the question that you have, was the question yet?
Why?
Why has the Gemara?
Because he stole from Abraham. So Hashem took away his Vav.
He stole? Yeah? Is it because the Vav is taken? No, but the question here is, does Ephron know that the Torah Tamusha took your Vav out of his name? He knows?
No.
He cares?
No, probably yet.
He cares?
After 120 he does, when he goes to Shamarim.
In Torah?
No.
So let's say, for example, like let's say, they put your name in some magazine in China. And instead of writing David or Davud, they read Davat. Do you care?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Yeah? It's in China.
Your legacy is tainted.
I know. What difference?
China?
What difference is it making? So what Ephron cares that his name in Torah Tana Lusha is misspelled? Rabbi Yitzhak, we need help. John?
Nobody cares about that. It teaches us that if you are two-faced, your name is going to be out of the picture. It's not going to be written the way it's
But you can still read it at front. Allah, your Vav is missing. So what's the big deal? You can read it exact. Allah, Iparon, Ephron, no, whatever. You know, you can read it the same thing. Hagera Zatzal brings a beautiful insight. He says, why the Vav is missing? How can we take your Vav out? So Hagera Zatzal says, you know, when Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom and his wife, what was her name? Sarai Imenu. They went to Avimelech. So Avimelech bribed them, like in the end, like, you know, Kisut Einayim. The Gemara Brachot brings, gave him how much money? How much? It says in the Torah. How much?
1,000.
Chazak Baruch, 1,000. So Avraham Avraham Shalom said, you know, this money, the man named Chaspe. I don't want this money. I'm going to just give it away. So now when this deal came about, so Abba Noam Shem says, you know what? I'm going to give this 1,000 to this guy. I'm going to give it to him. So now, Ephron says,
400.
He was going to give him 1,000. So now, what's the numeric value of the Vav?
6.
So that means?
He said 600.
600 he lost. If he would not rush to say, give me 400. So he would gain how much?
All the 1,000.
So now here, that's a lesson. Many times you rush and, you know, we tell Hashem, give me 5 million. Hashem says, I'll don't give you 10. You only want 5? only five. As a matter of fact, there was an interesting story in Meron at the site of Rashbi. Alav Shalom, Zavutam Ren Aleinu. So there was somebody, you know, pleading to Rashbi, you know, please help me. My daughter is getting married. You know, we don't have any money. We need $30,000. Please, it was quiet, this, that. So there was a very wealthy man who was standing next to him. He was hearing. So he wanted to, you know, play around. But this guy, you know, he's standing here asking $30,000. You know, what is his head? You know, why? He feels, you know, he's going to gain $30,000. So what did he do? It's a true story. He wrote a check and he signed Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I mean, that's what he was thinking, you know, to write the check, $30,000. And then, because he was pleading to Rashbi for, you know, for help. So he said, you know what, I'm going to play around with him. I'm going to write the check and sign Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the guy left and he came back again. You see, there's a paper there. So he takes it up. He says, it's written $30,000. A check, $30,000. Wow. How would you feel if I had a check, $30,000? Huh?
Ask for something and you got it right away. You feel fantastic.
You know what the nest is? So now the Ashir, but a few days later, he checks the bank. You see, they took $30,000. I'm going to be... Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's not my signature. He runs to the bank. He said, you cash $30,000? I said, yeah, it's on your signature and everything. It's my signature! He said, let me see the check. They pull out the copy of the check. Say, yeah, he did sign his name. He was thinking to play around with him, to write Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but he didn't realize he exactly signed his own signature. Yeah, it's a true story. Yeah. Say hi, Eddie, is this? So now here, Ephron, you know, he went to Olam Elyon, and then they open up the Parshat Chayisa and say, look at your name. He said, eh? My name? Where's the Bab? He said, Sadiq. You could have gained $1,000. But because you rushed, you were whole. You were whole. Then instead of 1,000, how much you receive?
400.
So that's why we have to leave it to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That B'zad Hashem give us 1,000 pa'amim. Revach v'atzala, osher v'osher. Ad beri dai. B'zad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.